Hey everybody, welcome to Pedicures with Hazel B. This is your girl, Hazel B. Thank you for joining me today. We have a really awesome topic. Our topic for today is knowing your own worth. Woo! This comes at a great time, an awesome time, but also in a time of transition for myself personally, I would say, knowing your own worth. If you asked me, let's say maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I would really have been struggling with knowing and owning and just encompassing what my worth was. But today, watch out, world. Watch out, because I know my worth. And I just really feel like this is a topic that resonates with so many people, to the point where I really needed to just have this conversation with my audience and just kind of talk about it and the various stages that I kind of went through. So let's just start from the beginning, right? So when I first graduated high school, I had a lot of stuff going on. My life was transitioning. I was fresh and new to the college life. I was fresh and new to dating. And I didn't quite have a clear sense of who I was and what my worth was. So I allowed myself to be subjected to a lot of different behaviors, being in spaces where I didn't feel comfortable being in, and I had no voice in these spaces. But today, fast forward, because of my experience, the things that I've been through, the things that have sculpted the woman that I am today, I have a voice and I utilize my voice. And you'd be really shocked and surprised to know that with me growing up, I was really introverted. Like, I didn't quite talk a lot. I didn't share my opinion. It was really frowned upon growing up, you know, to voice how you feel, because you are never to question adults. You're never to be a part of conversations that you weren't personally invited to be in. And sometimes that didn't set well with me, because I had an opinion, but it just kind of just stayed inside and, you know, just stayed there to the space where it just really needed to come out. And over time, the various experiences that I had, whether it be in a relationship, whether it be working for a company or a boss who really didn't quite value my words, my thoughts, my processes, it could have been me in school learning to find my voice in my writing, find my voice in class, speak up and speak from spaces where I had passion, that I had passion for. So in saying that, the woman I am today is because of those experiences that I had growing up. And so I'm very comfortable speaking in various spaces where I don't have to be invited to be in, because I know that nobody's got an invitation. They just show up and they speak up and they advocate for the things that they feel are right and true. If there is no chair at the table for me, I come prepared. I bring my own. If I gotta bring my own table, that is what I will do. Because I've learned that it's important to speak up and to voice your thoughts, your opinions, Because if you don't speak up for yourself, chances are a lot of other people are not going to be willing to speak up either. So the behavior that you're being subjected to will go on and on because no one's really speaking up. So I say that to say this. You know your worth. It is that time or two that someone tried to dictate what your worth was, and maybe you held on to that and you thought that, you know what, that's what I'm worth because this is what they say I'm worth. That is not true, because the reality is you are worth more than you could ever possibly imagine. What is intended for you will be yours. You just have to have faith that it is yours. Sometimes the road that we pave for ourselves are really not the road that we're intended to take. Sometimes the opportunities that have been bestowed upon us are not necessarily the ones that you're gonna stay with. Maybe you have these things for a reason, a season, or a lesson. Sometimes I thought that the things that I had for a season were meant to be forever. And that could be relationship, it could be work, it could be a lot of different things. And it hurt me when they didn't last, or when I grew out of it, or when I moved on, because that's all I could, that's as far as I could see for myself. But when I look at myself now, where I am and what I've become and the things that I've attained, I'm like, wow, had I not taken that leap of faith and traveled across the country or signed up to be a part of this or do certain things, I wouldn't have never experienced some things that I would say have been some of the greatest opportunities of my life thus far. But I know that the possibilities are endless. There's so many things that are just waiting around the corner for me to dive into. And I just have to step up and just reach my hand and grab those things. But going back to the topic of knowing your own worth, there's going to be a lot of people that are not going to like that you're moving up in life, that you're doing well. Sometimes people want to compare you to themselves, not realizing the mountains that you had to crawl or climb, I would say, with all of the weight on your shoulders. How the odds are stacked against you, and yet you survived, you thrived. You didn't only just survive, you thrived in those spaces. You made it look effortless. And when the next person took on those roles that you had, they don't see how you made it happen, but you made it happen against all odds. And that is something to be proud of. That is something to cherish and to know that you made that difference. You didn't do it alone, because there's a higher power, I believe. That there's a higher power that held me in some of those times where I didn't think that I could push through it. I thought I had too much on my plate. I felt like I had so much on my plate to the point where Oh, it was just too much for me. But I made it. I'm a witness that against all odds, against every circumstance, you can make it. You can do well. You can thrive. Not only survive, but thrive. Do well against all odds. Sometimes in life, I question how somebody could have substantially more than I, and they're miserable. Sometimes I wonder and I question how someone could have not quite gone through any sort of trauma and lived a beautiful, non-marginalized life, and they're struggling. Everybody faces various things in life that put them in places where they're struggling. But it's how we respond to those calls. It's how we react against adversity. It is how we hold our heads up high in the midst of disagreements. It is when we advocate for ourselves against discrimination. It is when we speak up and we say, enough is enough. I will not tolerate this behavior because I know what my worth is. And I am worth more than I could ever possibly imagine. And I say this to you too, because you are worth more than you ever possibly could imagine. And what you can imagine, it's substantially more than that. Being upset, not liking somebody, holding a grudge, feeling as if the world owes you something, that only hurts you. That only, and I will say this again, that only hurts you because you're walking around with a chip on your shoulder because you see somebody else thriving, not knowing what that person has gone through, not knowing what that person goes through on a continuous basis, and you choose to treat them as if they owe you something. That's not cool. I always say, the disgruntled ones are the ones we need to smile a little harder at because they are struggling the most. They don't quite understand their own self-worth. And in doing so, they want to destroy. For in the end, they will not have a shelter. But I will share my hut because I know that they don't quite understand the toxic space mentally that they are in. So think about that. Think about what I just shared. If you feel like you're that toxic person that I'm talking of that doesn't quite know their own worth, and who's struggling, whether it be with a coworker, whether it be with a family member, whether it be with just life in general, ask yourself, why do you feel this way? And what can you do differently? If you're the person that's thriving and you've surpassed, survived, and you're the one that has been subjected to that sort of treatment from others, smile, be kind, keep moving forward, know your worth, because it's important that you know your worth, because some of the most toxic individuals need the most prayer, because you know your worth and you know that there's always going to be an opportunity out there for you. There's always something that is in store for you. The things that are meant for you will be yours. So just know that. Thank you so much for listening to me today with Pedicures with Hazel B. If you want to hear more of my content, or you're looking for a consult for resiliency speaker, go check out www.camelconsultingllc.com. Like, follow, and share my Spotify channel. Also, if you could take some time to follow my Facebook page, Camel Consulting LLC. Also, follow my Instagram, my TikTok, my LinkedIn page. Appreciate you all. CamelConsultingLLC.com. This year is going to be a fabulous year. And if you are one of my ongoing supporters, I appreciate you. And I hope that you're able to either use this information or share with someone who could use this information. You're all amazing. And hopefully you step into the new year feeling right. And if you're struggling and you need extra support, reach out. Thank you.